One night, an overnight truck, over-the-road truck driver pulled into a truck stop. Wasn't anybody there, so he went in and he ordered a great big steak. He thought, I'm going to eat this big steak and I'm going to crawl up in my sleeper and I'm going to sleep through the night. At just about the time his steak came, suddenly the door opened and in walked six burly-looking bikers. Looking around and seeing the truck driver, they walked over to his table and they sat down. And they reached over there and they took his steak and they cut it into six pieces and right there in front of that truck driver proceeded to eat the steak. That truck driver didn't say a word. He just got up, walked over and paid the bill and walked out the door. One of the gang members said, must not have been able to talk. He never said a word. Another one said, I bet he couldn't fight either because he never lifted a finger. After a moment or two, the waitress kind of smirked and said, I don't think he could drive either because he just ran over the top of six motorcycles as he left the parking lot. What is it that makes us feel good about getting even? I mean, we can kind of relate to that story. Yeah, he was done unjust, and by golly, he got even in the end. But what would Jesus do? What does the Gospels tell us to be like? And well, think about Jesus. What if he'd have been upset because of what happened to him? Why did he do what he did? How can he rationalize it? Let's listen to what the gospel has to say today. Actually, it comes from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. This is a very important gospel passage. The beginning of the fifth chapter, it says that Jesus sees the vast crowds and he goes up to the mountain and he sits down. And his disciples come to him, he calls the people, and he begins to teach them. And he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are you who mourn, for you will laugh. And on through five more strokes that he gives us the great teaching of what is expected of us if we want to be called Christian, called the Beatitudes. And he continues this teaching on down through the fifth chapter. And we heard some of that last week with the teaching about divorce and different things that we learned last week. Now we come to the end of this fifth chapter. And he talks about the relationships that we have with each other and community. Basically what he's commenting upon is it's called the law of talio. In other words, the law of tit for tat. What you do to me, I will do to you. This was an advancement over tribal law. And tribal law, if your family did something to my family was bigger than yours, we got together and we wiped out your family. Well, as the law began to move forward, they understood that it wasn't the fault of a whole family, it was the fault of one person. So it became a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, a blow for a blow, a stripe for a stripe. Whatever you did to me would be done exactly to you. And then as Moses came and the law and the commandments came and they began to develop into a people, they understood that there was judges and these matters could be settled in other ways. Sometimes there was monetary. Sometimes families were sold into slavery. But Jesus said it's more than that. It's not about getting even. It's about the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, there's mercy. But what is it that keeps us from God's mercy? What is it that damages relationships? Well, there can be physical damage. There can be physical abuse in a relationship, can't there? That damages a relationship. Sometimes it's mistrust. The trust that we have in another person, there's an infidelity of that trust, and that damages the relationship. But I think something that damages a relationship more than anything else is one word. Fear. What we're afraid of can tear relationships apart, not only individual relationships, but community relationships. What are some of the things we're afraid of? We're afraid of bad news, aren't we? Sometimes we just don't want to know. We don't want to go to the doctor because we don't want to know about it. Sometimes I think we fear being powerless and weak and not being able to respond and having people look down upon us. I think one of the things we fear greatly is the unknown. Because the unknown leads us to a fear of the loss of control. Isn't it really amazing? We really don't control that much. But boy, we like that little spear we got around us that we think we're in charge of. Fear is powerful. Maybe the best example of fear, or definition of fear I can give you, actually come from George Lucas's epic Star Wars. You remember Yoda, the little guy was all curly and hairy and had big long ported ears? One of the episodes, Yoda looked at young Anakin Skywalker and he said, "I sense much fear in you. But you must be careful of fear. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to suffering. Suffering leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side." And that happens to us too. We fall into the darkness of hopelessness sometimes because we just don't understand. Things are out of our control and we don't know what to do. What do? We trust in God. Pope Francis went on to say that hate, gossip, fear poison the soul and the body more than anything else. But what purifies it? Purifies it is God's love. And in God's love is where we find peace. How do we achieve that peace? By prayer. Prayer is the key to faith. Faith puts us on the low, puts us on the path that leads to love. And it's only in God that we will find love and peace. When we do not know what to do, pray, for God will be with us. For it's when we cease to love, as we begin, or we give ourselves back to the darkness of mistrust and fear and hate. Mother Teresa, great saint of the Calcutta ghetto, says, "If we have no peace in our life, it's because we have forgotten that we are to love each other." Isn't that not what Leviticus told us? Jesus, God said through Moses, "Be holy as I am holy." And what is the path to holiness? To love one another. That when hard times come, we lift each other up in love. We find the strength and the courage to go on because we know God is with us. She also said, "The hunger to be loved is so much more difficult to satisfy than the mere hunger for bread." John Lennon, one of the Beatles, wrote a song called Imagine. I'd like to share some words from you from that song. He said, "Imagine all the people living their life in peace. You might say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Maybe someday you'll join us. Then the world can live as one. In God alone does true love and peace reside. When we face the darkness of the unknown, untrust, maybe even sorrow, it's then that the Good Shepherd comes to find us. We are the lost sheep in the darkness, and he searches for us. Once he's found us, he puts us on his shoulders. He takes us away from what can harm us, fear and darkness, and he brings us again to the light of love where we feel safe within the fold. It's a faith in God that will lead us to the joy, the peace of everlasting life."